everybody, and welcome to Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, the podcast, brought to you by the Shepherd Express. I'm your host, Matthew Filipovich. Every episode, I'm going to bring on one of the regular comedians from Laughing Liberally Milwaukee, which, in addition to being the podcast that you're listening to right now, is also a monthly live progressive political stand-up comedy show. We're going to discuss and joke about a news story, and then we'll talk a bit about comedy. Speaking of, our next live in-person Laughing Liberally is coming up on Saturday, April the 13th. On that show, we'll have Brian Green, Gender Bent, AJ Grill, Dana Norris. We'll have sketches from Josh Fred. We'll have a special activist interview with Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Advance tickets are only $8, and they're on sale now at laughingliberallymke.com. I'm so excited that our guest this week is the extremely funny Sasha Rosser. Sasha, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so Sasha, a few months ago on the show, we discussed how disgraced former mayor, disgraced lawyer, all-around disgraceful human being Rudy Giuliani was hit with a $148 million defamation lawsuit settlement against two poll workers down in Georgia after Rudy, in December 2020, tweeted a bunch of lies about them and about the 2020 election. So he lost $148 million in this settlement. That's a lot of money. It turns out, though, those aren't the only people Rudy owes money to. According to Rudy in December, he has an estimated debt between $100 million and $500 million. That's quite a range, isn't it? It's like your friend lending you $500, and then you tell your friend, I owe you between $100 and $500. No, you owe them $500. So anyway, the courts are now starting to seize Rudy's assets, which he doesn't have that many of them. One of them's a $5 million property in New York. However, Rudy's lawyers are asking the court not to seize his $3.5 million condo down in Florida, because, and I promise I'm not making this up, his lawyers say he needs his $3.5 million condo to record his podcasts. So his lawyers, I know, it's ridiculous. His lawyers say Rudy is, quote, using sound business judgment, which is hysterical coming from a guy $500 million in debt. They go on to say the following, quote, once the New York apartment is sold, the debtor will need a place to operate the podcast from if he's to earn any money therefrom. The only remaining location would be the Florida condominium. The debtor is actually saving money. And if he does that, need to pay and maintain the podcast studio and his residence in New York and Florida. Okay, so I think most people know this, but in case you're listening and you don't, it doesn't cost that much money to produce a podcast. That's why nearly every human being on the planet has a podcast. And I've looked at videos of his show. He's essentially doing them at a desk in front of a bookshelf or on a kitchen table. It's not like he's in some like state-of-the-art studio with video walls. It's just his house. The only positive outlook from this is, if all you need to keep from being evicted is having a podcast, no comedian will ever be evicted again. Sasha, what is your take on all this?
Well, I have to say there's of course a certain meta about talking about podcasts on a podcast.
True.
But I'm just surprised that Rudy Giuliani is not recording his podcast between a porn store and a funeral home. I would have thought that was his first bet. He's really good at getting booked there. You know, the Four Seasons porn store or what have you. But I mean, if he really wants to save his business or whatever he is calling it, he should have Elon Musk on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That'll wrap things up real nicely for him. They can smoke a little weed together. Maybe Rudy Giuliani can offer some makeup tips, like how to have your spray tan, you know, drip off your face in the most attractive way possible. I don't know if he's got any fake hair or stuff like that. I gotta wonder, like, it doesn't surprise me that he wants to keep the Florida location and not the New York location. Nobody in New York likes this guy anymore. But Florida, he must be the talk of the town. He's everybody's favorite. But what are we betting that he has a bunch of Trump's $60 Bibles, just packs of them in the condo? And he's like, you can't take the house. I don't know where I'm going to put all these Bibles. I strongly suspect that there are documents or important merch for the campaign in this condo, and they just have nowhere else to put it. Melania's like, you can't put it in Mar-a-Lago. We're not letting Rudy in the house anymore. He's too much of a risk factor. I mean, what do you think, Matt? Are there secret documents lying around in this Florida location?
Absolutely. The secret documents, probably, like, they're probably stashing like a bunch of those golden shoes that Trump had, like inside the shoes themselves. But one thing, actually, back in December, we didn't actually talk about this, but like in his because he's all this, all everything's being seized. This is all through this like lawsuit with this court in New York. He actually said that Trump still owes him $2 million, which again, Trump never paid. Like, so like, which isn't $148 million. It's certainly not $500 million. But Donald Trump has still not paid him for all the work he's done.
Well, we put work in air quotes, yeah. And he's out here trying. Donald Trump seems to have a very consistent trend in his behavior, which is just not paying people. It's like his fundamental business strategy is to not pay people. I know there are apparently like two little girls who sang patriotic anthems at a bunch of his campaigns years ago. And they were super into him, and then they never got paid, and they kind of changed their tune, so to speak. But I remember he was selling Christmas ornaments, which were alarmingly expensive. Now we've got the Bibles. Maybe we can get a copy of the Quran, a Rudy Giuliani Quran. Is that a possibility? I would buy that. That's actually hilarious.
It is.
But I think we're seeing what he basically got election officials kicked out of their homes. I mean, this is a classic case of what goes around coming around.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Sasha, another aspect of this podcast is a discussion of the art of comedy. One thing I know that you have coming up, you're actually participating in Madison's Funniest Comedian Competition, right?
Yes, I am. It is a yearly competition. It's sort of like the Wisconsin comedy competition, because I don't know of any others in the state. And it happens at Comedy on State in Madison, as one might guess. And there are almost 100 people in it this year. So it is sort of like a record number. And we'll have the first preliminary round this week, which I'll be competing in. So I'm just going to plug myself and say, if anybody wants to come and see me compete, I can guarantee I'll be there this Wednesday. And I'm hoping I'll be there for the next few weeks. But yeah, it should be fun. It's several rounds of 3 minutes, then 5 minutes. And then the five finalists, I'll do 10 minutes. And I got to that point last year, so I'm hoping I can at least make the finals this year and maybe snag the crown. We'll see.
Yeah. Do you also you produce shows too, right? In Madison, don't you? Am I correct about that?
Yeah. I produce a bunch of different shows. I like to add a little extra sprinkle of something into stand up, because there's so many interesting arts things happening in Madison and such an amazing comedy club that I feel like in order to draw audiences, I need to add something extra. So we have a burlesque and comedy show that's called Comedy Plus. I also produce a show called Words with Nerds. This is kind of my favorite baby because it often gets really weird. It's our funny TED Talks is basically the idea. So we have both local experts. We've had a hemp entrepreneur, we have had local government folks, we have had union organizers, but we've also had some very silly comedians just trying to advocate for smoking more cigarettes, right? So like trying to promote unions, but also maybe telling people to smoke a lot. So I don't know if people always walk away with good knowledge at the show, but they walk away having laughed a lot. And I really enjoy it. It's kind of merging like my nerdy side and my comedy side. And the most recent show that we did is actually the comedy roast of the Easter Bunny, and all of the comedians were dressed up in characters. So we had Darth Vader, Aang from Avatar the Last Airbender, a leprechaun, Jesus of Nazareth was there. I was Daria Morgendorfer, because with glasses and bangs, there's only so many characters I could portray. I probably should have been Tina Belcher from what at Bob's Burgers. But so we had the Easter Bunny. He was delivering eggs to the people in the audience. They would open them. They said things like, fuck you, and they were great. So before the show, this is a little story for producing, is the Easter Bunny is being portrayed by a Milwaukee comic named Connor O'Hara. And he comes up to me and he's like, hey, is my tail centered? And he turns around and I see this little cottontail on his ass. It's like, yeah, man, your tail looks great. Happy Easter. So it has been a lot of fun producing. We try to get creative with it. Been really enjoying the costumed roast format. So thank you for asking about that. The company's called Cheshire Cat Comedy, if anybody wants to check out our shows.
Well, where can people find Cheshire Cat and also you on the interwebs?
Oh, sure. I'm just Sasha Rosser, my name on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. And then Cheshire Cat Comedy. We also have Instagram. We got CheshireCatComedy.com. We're so fancy. We have a website. There is no podcast yet, but I don't know. Do you recommend starting a podcast?
Apparently you can't get evicted, so you might as well start one. Then you can have live rent free for the rest of your life.
Perfect. That's what I need. Thank you for that advice.
Sasha, funny stuff. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for doing what you're doing, and thanks for having me. Have a good one.
All right, everybody, I want to thank you so much for listening to episode 92 of Laughing Liberally Milwaukee. We have new episodes with a new comedian on the first and third Wednesday of every month. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find out more at laughingliberallymke.com. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you at the next Laughing Liberally Milwaukee.